here we are in the middle of August, almost through the summer, thank the Lord. There's a lot of things that come to mind when we come into this part of the year. It's the beginning of school for most of our children in the parish and for those teachers. And that can, for some, that's maybe a very good thing, and some maybe not so good. Maybe you're not ready for school to start. We also know and recognize that this time of year is the hottest part of the year, if you haven't noticed yet. It's also beginning around this time the high of the hurricane season, which is not something we like to think about, but it's the reality. We know most of the major storms that we've experienced in probably our lives, I know in my life, have happened basically from now through into September. It's a time where we need to pray. We need to pray that we be protected from storms this year in a special way right now. It also brings back many memories. And I think of in my memory of just a short 2 years ago, I made the very, very smart decision to ride out the Hurricane Ida with my parents because they were staying. It was not a smart decision if you were guessing. Now, we made out okay. Everything was fine. Our house was fine. But in the middle of it, didn't feel like it all the time. When these 150-mile-per-hour winds are gusting around you, it really doesn't feel like everything's going to be fine all the time. But I can remember being in the house and all the chaos going on around, and then all of a sudden everything just stopped. And if you've been in a hurricane, especially through the eye of a hurricane, you know what that feels like. When everything just stops. And even though you know that that means that it's about to start up again, there's a certain peace in that space, in the eye. And I can remember reflecting back and thinking, it was almost as if the Lord, in the midst of all that chaos, calmed everything down for a moment and just said, "You're going to be okay. I'm here. You're going to be okay." And we were. While not everyone made out as good as we did, many people made it out alive, we were still okay. And as we reflect on this gospel that we just heard, there's certain things that sometimes maybe we take for granted when we see this. Because we focus on the fact that oftentimes that St. Peter sank. He took his eyes off Jesus and he sank. But don't forget that Peter was walking on the water for a short time as he was looking at Jesus. Don't forget that even as he was sinking and he cried out to the Lord, he didn't keep sinking. The Lord came to him and the Lord lifted him up. He didn't brush him off like saying, "Well, you doubted, so deal with it." He went to him and reached out his hand and pulled him out of the sea, reminding us that I am still here. Even as the storm waters rage around you, I am still with you. Do not be afraid. All of us have different things in our life that we would consider the storms, that we would look at as the things that take our attention away from God, or that just cause us discomfort or pain or suffering, whatever it may be. Perhaps you had a big fight with your spouse and now you're not sure where your marriage lies. It's just kind of continuing to fester and you're not sure where to go from there. Perhaps you're a student and you just are struggling to just make decent grades, something as simple as that, but that can affect us. Maybe you've fallen in some deep sin and you're not sure how to get out of it. It's tearing your life apart and you're not sure what to do. You make one mistake and it leads to another and another and another, and you're not sure how to get out of this situation. Whatever it may be, whether caused by ourselves or caused from the outside, it can be very easy to get lost in the storm like Peter. But the Lord, just like that calm in the middle of a hurricane, is reminding us, I am still with you. I am still here. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Trust me. I'll get you through this. It's not to say that if we trust in Jesus, all the storms are going to disappear overnight. That's not how it works. But if we trust in him, then we can trust that we'll have the strength to get through it, that he will get us through it, that just like Peter, he will lift us out of it. It may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, it may not be a month from now or 2 months from now or even a year from now, but he will get us out because he'll be with us in the fight, inside the storm. That's the beauty of how Jesus loves us, is he doesn't want to just take away what ails us. He wants to be with us like any good spouse or friend or compadre. They want to be with you in the struggle. They want to suffer with you. And no one wants that more than Jesus, is to be with you. That is the reminder. That is the message. Jesus is telling each one of us, I'm with you. Do not be afraid. Just cling to me, and I will get us through this, because I will not abandon you.